Baba Basra, Daf Ein Ches, Amud Beis, page 78, side B. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda Milso Achirisei Ka'omar, that we can say that Rabbi Yehuda was speaking in a different situation. That is, that the Tana Kama and Nochem Hamodai were actually disagreeing in a situation in where the vessels were not on the donkey. But from their words, we can learn that if it's in a situation that the vessels are on the donkey, so according to both of their views, he acquired the donkey together with the kelim. And then Rabbi Yehuda comes, and he argues that even if a situation that the kelim, that the vessels are on top of the donkey, still he did not koine the kelim, only in a way that he says, chamer chazu, this donkey. The Gemara proves now from the previous Mishnah that our Mishnayis are dealing with in a situation where they're not on top, the kelim are not on top of the donkey. Omele Rabina Rabashi, so Rabina says to Rabashi, Toshma, come and listen. From the fact that we learned before on Ein Zayin Amud Beis, that there is talk about if a person mochar es hakorin, loy mochar es haprodis. If he sells the carriage, he did not sell the mules. V'tonei rab tachlifa bar marove kamei drababo. And if tachlifa, who was a bar marove from the sons of Eretz Yisrael, learned the following braisa in front of Rabbi Bo, mochar es hakorin, mochar es haprodis, that if you sell the carriage, you did sell the mules. So the Omar lay, so the Babo says to him, Vanan lay mochar tenan. But we learned in our Mishnah that if you sell the korain, you sell the wagon, you did not sell the mules. So it turns out that the braisa contradicts our Mishnah. So the Omar lay, so the Tachlifa says, Ismaya, should I remove this braisa from my learning because of the Mishnah? The Omar lay, so the Babo says to the Tachlifa, loy, don't. But the sarge masnich soch ba'adukim boy, that you should translate and say that the Mishnah is dealing with that the braisa is dealing with that the produce, the mules were tied to the wagon. In this situation, since they agreed amongst themselves of selling the wagon, certainly their intention was also on the produce and the mules that were with her. So the Gemara concludes the proof now. Miklal, the Masnisim she'en adukim boy. Since we are saying that the Brais is dealing that they were adukim, that they were connected, so it is understood, from this we can understand that our mission is dealing with that they're not connected. And because of that, he wasn't kind of the Brais. Umidereisha b'she'en oidan olav. And since the fact that the previous Mishnah is dealing in a situation that they are not on it, so it's mashma also that they say for nam v'sheinoidin olav, that also our Mishnah, which is learned after that Mishnah, is also dealing in a situation that the vessels are not on top of the donkey, and only because of this do the chachamim hold that he did not koina the kelim. So the Gemara pushes this off and says adrabe, on the contrary. If it's true that all the Mishnayis are dealing in the same situation, so then we should prove the other way around, that it's talking about in a situation that they're still on it. Because Emoresha, look in the beginning, what we learned in the beginning of this Perek, Nayin Gimel Amud Aleph. Over there it says, one who sells the boat sold the Toiran. But it says, Avalei Mochar lo yeso avodim velo yeso antiki. Didn't sell the mavodim, not the antiki. Va'amrinon. And we said, we explained before in Zion on the base, my antiki. What is this antiki? Omar Rav Papa, Rav Papa said, isko divagavo, that is the merchandise, the schayra, that is on top, that is in the boat. So umi the reisha, and since the reisha, which is dealing with selling the boat, is dealing by oidon olav, that they are on it, that the merchandise is in it. Seifa, so also our Mishnah, which comes towards the end, which is talking about when you sell the donkey, is also nami by oidon olav. Is talking about that the merchandise, the kelim, are on top of the donkey. So this is just the opposite than what was proven from the previous Mishnah, and as it was explained that there it has to be talking about that that they're not olav, in order to answer this theory from the Braisa that we brought out. Elo, so what must you say? Tano mile mile katoni. We have to say that each Mishnah deals in a different situation. Because all of these dinim go by the custom of the way the world deals with them. So there are certain items that when they are on top of it, they're included in the sale. And there are certain things that even when they're on top of it, they're not included in the sale. Abaye is going to count now the views of those Tanoim that all hold the same view. As far as the what do people intend when they sell the object, and the siman to the name of the Tanoim that will be mentioned is Zegam Nasan Zain Gimul Mem Nun Samach Nun. Amar Abaye, says Rabaye, Rabbi Eliezer, Verabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel, Verabbi Meir, Verabbi Nosson, Vesumchus Venachum Amadei, Kulu Sviriluhu, they all hold. Ki mezabin inish midi, when a person sells something to his friend, ihu v'chol tashmish de mezabin, his intention is to sell it with all of its uses, with all of the vessels that is used together with it, he is selling. The Gemara brings now where the view of all these tanoim was been explained. Rabbi Lezer ditanan, because learned in Mishnah before on Samach Zayin Amud Beis with regards to the selling of the Beis Abad, the place where they press over there the oil. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Rabbi Lezer said, HaMoicher es Beis Abad, Mocher es HaKoira, one who sells the press, the house with the press, also sells the beam that is meant to weigh down on the olives to squeeze them, because that is the main of the Beis Abad. So that's Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Ditnan, because Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel will learn the Mishnah, before HaSamaches Amud Aleph, with regards to the sale of a city. So it says, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Shimon says, HaMoicher es ha'ir, Mochar es ha'satem. So we see there too, that is included in the sale of the city. Rabbi Meir, the Tanya, Rabbi Meir, because we learned in the Braise before, as HaMachayim at Beis, with regards to the sale of the orchard, Rav Meir Omer, Mochar es hakerem, Mochar tashmishi hakerem. One who sells the orchard also sells the tashmishim, the uses that the kerem uses. For example, those sticks that are in the kerem, which are for the purpose of the kerem. Rabbi Nosson de Sumchus, which are mentioned in the Braise in the beginning of the Perek and the Gimel Amud Aleph, because they hold that one who sells the boat sells together with it bitzis vidugis, that is the small boat that they would tie to the large boat, and when they want to go up to the dry land, and you are not able to come close with the large boat because it's too deep in the water, so they would go into the small boat and go up to the water, to the dry land. Nachama Modai, where is Nachama Modai? Hoda Moron, that we just learned in the Mishnah Namad Aleph, that one who sells the donkey sells also the kelim. Mark continues. We learned in the Mishnah of Yehuda Eimer, Pa'amim Mechurim, Mechulu. Sometimes it's sold and sometimes it's not sold. The Mishnah says, how? Mishnah says, if it was a chamoyer in front of him and the vessels were on top, and he told him, sell me your vessels, sell me this donkey, and then that includes also the kelim. The kelim are sold too. But if he says, so he wasn't
looking for the vessel there, then it's not sold. Ain't a mechol, not sold. So the Gemara explains, Maishno, what is the difference whether the buyer says to the seller, Chamer chazoi, this donkey? Or Maishno chamer chahu, whether it's your donkey? Omar Rava, says Rava, that the language of Chamer chazoi, that this donkey, has the understanding that Yoda, the Chamra, the Dehu. He knew that this is a Chamer that belongs to the owner. So why is he telling him, I want to buy this one? He's telling him Zoi, this one. So when he adds in his language Zoi, we say it Mishum Kalev Kamarle. That is because he wants this particular Chamer as is with the Kalev that's on top of it. But when, as opposed to when he uses the language Chamer Chahu, is it your Chamer? That seems to indicate Lo Yoda the Chamer the Dehu. That he doesn't know. The buyer doesn't know for sure who owns the donkey. And this is what he's telling him. Is this your donkey that he's asking him? Is it your donkey that you are able to sell it to me? So therefore the language that he says who is not considered to be an extra language. And as he explains that he wants specific, and we don't say it's an extra language as if he's trying to say that he wants only this particular chamer which has the kelim. But it's just like somebody saying to his friend, sell me a donkey, stop. According to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, he's not acquired the kelim, even though that the kelim were on top of the donkey when he sold him the donkey. Next mission. Hamoicher es hachamoir, mocher es hasyo. If he sells the donkey, he also sells along with it the siyo, that's the son of the donkey. However, mochar es hapor, if he sells the cow, le mochar es bino, he didn't sell the baby of the cow also. Mochar ashpo, if he sells a place which is 3 tvachim deep, or 3 tvachim high, in which people place the zevel, the excrement from the animals, so mochar zivlo. So with it, he sold the zevel, the excrement that is there, it's fertilizer. And likewise, if mochar boir, if he sells a pit of that has mayim, has water in it, mochar memel, he also sells the water that's in it. If mochar kaveres, if he sells a beehive, mochar dvarim, he sells the bees with it. Mochar shevech, if he sells a the nest of pigeons, mochar yoinim, he sells the pigeons too. And those that come to it. Because all these matters are secondary to those that are permanent. Because since he sold the permanent item, so the secondaries come along with it. Gemara. The Gemara explains now what's the difference between a donkey and a cow. So the Gemara asks, hey chidong, in what way, how are we dealing with it? What way was the sale of the donkey and the cow that the Mishnah makes the difference that by the donkey he sold the siyoch, the baby, and by the cow he did not sell the baby? E the Omar lay the son. E the Omar lay. If the seller says specifically he ubno, she and her son, and therefore the siyoch is also sold. So if so, afilu paro ubno nami. So then even if he says the cow and its son, also, the din should be that he acquired the son, because that's what they agreed. If he doesn't say to him specifically, she and the son, and that's why the Tana holds that the son of the cow is not sold together with its mother, because they are separate bodies, and the son can exist without its mother. So if Safil Chamer Namiloi. So even by the chamoir, also the siyach, the son shouldn't be sold included with his mother. Like what answers? Amar Rapape. Rapape answers that our mission is dealing with Amar le chamoir meniko, uporo meniko ani mechiloch. Told him, I'm selling you a donkey that is a nursing donkey and a cow that is a nursing cow is what I'm selling you. And therefore, there is a difference between a cow and a donkey. It makes sense by the cow because we can say that he specifies that she's a nursing cow, because since you can use the milk of the cow, so it's as if he sold him just a cow without selling the son. And the reason he mentioned the cholov was for the buyer to know that he can benefit from the milk. Elo chamoir, my komale. As opposed to the chamoir, why did he tell him that this chamoir is a nursing chamoir? There is no use for the milk of the chamoir's, the milk of the chamoir. Shmami, no, you no komale. So this, we learn from this that he's, that his intention was actually to tell him that he has a baby, he has a child that goes along together with the mother, and he's selling it together. So the Gemara says, why is the baby of the donkey called, the son of the donkey called a Siyoch? The Gemara answered, because also through this that you call it gently and by a hint, it goes to the place where a person wants, which is different than a old donkey that you need to sort of beat him with the mardeya until he does what you want. So sicha noa means a nice and soft talk. The Gemara brings the drasha of Rabbi Yochanan, who mentions in his words that a siyach follows a nice talk, a soft talk. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachman said, Rav Shmuel bar Nachman on Rav Yechon, name of Rav Yechon. My diksiv, what is the meaning of the verse in Bamidbar, Chaf Aleph, in the Psukim, Chaf Zayin, Chaf Ches and Lamed? Over there it says, Al Kain, Yoimru HaMoishlim. Therefore the Moishlim will say, the prophecy of Bilam that boyu cheshbon tibona v'sikoinen ir sichon ki eish yotzo mecheshbon lahova mekiri yasichon ochla or moyav balibom es arnoin vaniram avat cheshbon adivoin vanashim ad neifach asher ad meidva. So simple the psukim, what is the need to write all this whole thing over here? So the Gemara is going to explain all this psukim now. When it says therefore the Moishlim say, who are these Moishlim? Elu HaMoishlim Yitzram. This refers about the Tzadikim who are in control of their Yetzer Hara. So is that Yemra HaMoishlim Boyu Cheshbon? Boyu Cheshbon means let's make a Cheshbon Boyu V'Nachshuv Chalboinu Shal Oilum. Let's make a calculation, the Cheshbon of the world, and that is Hefsid mitzvah keneged schora. What he is losing out because he can't make profit because he's busy doing a mitzvah or by spending money for doing a mitzvah. So the loss of the mitzvah, what it takes to get the mitzvah keneged schora, weigh it next to the reward and payment that he's going to get in the future. And likewise, uschar aveda keneged hefsedo, the benefit from doing something wrong, that you can make a profit from an aveda that you might do, so you have to calculate the benefit, what you might get, keneged hefsedo. You might lose a lot more in the future if you, or you are going to lose more in the future if you're going to transgress. Tibona v'sikoinen. In other words, what he's saying, imato eisekein, that if you are going to do so, you're going to think about these calculations with this, making this cheshbonus. And then what's going to happen is tibona ba'olam hazeh, you will be built in this world, v'sikoinen, and you will stay prepared la'olam haba, for the world to come. Gemara continues and explains, Ir Sichon, the city of Sichon, imesim odom atzmoi ki ayir. If a person makes himself, the ear is, he makes himself like an ayir. Zesh, b'halach achar Sichonoa, that goes after a nice talk, like the Siyoch, like this baby donkey, who follows this sicha noah. In other words, that the Yetzer persuades him, and or the words of the Apikursim persuade him, and he follows them like this ayor, which goes after his desires. Moksi v'achra, what does it say afterwards in the posik? Ki eish yotzu mecheshben v'goymer teitzei eish. I mean, the fire goes out me mechashvim v'toichal as she'eino mechashvim. Go out from those who calculate and will consume those who don't calculate. As explained before, Anan Heyom and Aleph, that that each one will be burnt from the tzaddikim itself, from the chuppah, from the covering of his friend who is greater than him. Further, the flame from the kiri of sichin, that is mikiriya tzaddikim shenikru sichin, from the kiri of the tzaddikim, of the righteous, which are called sichin, they're called trees. Ochla or mayav. This refers to zeh mahalach achayitzrei. This is one who follows his yetzer. Ka'ayir zeh shemahalach achar sichanoa. That like this ayir, like this yoch, who goes after a nice talk, that the fire will consume him, and the flame that comes from the tzaddikim. So it's the hava mikiri sichan ochla or mayav. It will eat up that ayir, that mayav. And also, it's going to consume balibomas arnin. Also, the balibomas elu gasi haruach. These are the arrogant people, arrogant of spirit, and because of the arrogance of their spirits, they're like bomas arnin, like the tall places of arnin. The Omar Mar, because Mar said, kol odom sheyesh begasus haruach nefil bagehenem. Anyone who has haughtiness of spirit will eventually fall into Gehenna. Vanidom, that means to say, Omar Rosha, that the Rosha is saying, Ein Rom, there is no body exalted. Ovat Cheshbin, there is no, there's a loss to calculation. Ovat Cheshbin Eshaloylam, there is no calculation of the world. In other words, that he says, as if God forbid to say that there is no din, less din, less dying, there's no judge, and there's no judgment. If so, adivin. It means to say, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hamtin, wait, ad sheyovi din, until the din will come. Vanashim,